The Boston Celtics play their first home game in the NBA Finals tonight. Tip-off against the Golden State Warriors is scheduled for a little after 9 p.m. Tickets to the game on the secondary market are going for an average of almost $2,000 apiece on StubHub. WBUR's Simone Rios spoke to fans dreaming of another Celtics championship.
It's a weekday at the TD Garden Pro Shop, and the place is crawling with fans looking for the latest t-shirts, hats, or posters.
Got to get my Celtics gear, you know? So many options, but definitely I want the finals patches. That's what got me up here today.
That's Angel Calderon of Roslindale, who also picked up a Celtics jersey to go with the patch. Calderon is Puerto Rican, but his wife is Dominican, and he says this playoff series is a huge deal for the Dominican community. That's because veteran Celtics center Al Horford is from the Dominican Republic, the first player from the island to ever make it this close to a basketball championship.
In the Dominican community, it's an amazing thing, you know? It's a huge deal.
Massachusetts is home to more than 150,000 Dominicans, one of the biggest clusters in the U.S., and Horford's appearance in the finals has electrified the community. A reporter from the Dominican Republic asked Horford about it after the Celtics won their last playoff round.
Al Horford, first player from the Dominican Republic in the NBA Finals. Let me know how you're feeling. Everybody in the yard was watching the game tonight.
Sí, que en la República se sienta. Estamos una celebración. I'm very, very grateful, very, very excited.
Calderon says he plans to watch from home, but he's hoping somebody, like his Dominican wife, remembers his birthday.
Who knows? Maybe I could get some tickets if I'm lucky enough, right? Hey, if you're watching this or hearing this, you know what to get me for my birthday now.
It would be a pricey gift, from $800 in the balcony to $20,000 courtside seats.
What is it? I just wrote a check for over $11,000.
For the month of what? Oh,
he is
Celtics.
Wow.
The C's deep playoff run is a blessing for John Higgins, owner of Higgs Tickets across from TD Garden, especially after all the COVID restrictions.
This is a nice way to come out of the gate. I mean, we were closed for 377 straight days, so it was nothing I would have lived through again.
Now demand is so high that Higgins has some warnings for desperate fans. First rule, don't use scalpers.
There'll be a lot of fraudsters out there. Definitely do not pay cash for any ticket whatsoever. Everything should be a mobile transfer through your Ticketmaster account. And also, use a credit card when you're buying tickets. Your credit card company will back you up in your purchase.
Of course, most fans plan to watch the game on TV, but that could be a challenge for Eric Maddox. He's a lifelong C's fan who already had a vacation scheduled deep in the woods of Maine. He says his only option to follow the games will be by satellite.
But it's pretty expensive to use a sat phone per minute up there, so I probably will. I'll be hooking up every possible antenna I possibly can to get reception, so.
And like millions of other fans, Maddox will be rooting for the Celtics to take home their 18th championship. A win tonight definitely wouldn't hurt. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.